time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, how are you doing today?
I am doing okay, and it is an interesting December that we're getting so far.
Yes, it is.
We are about halfway through the month right now, and the average temperature so far is nearly 10. That's amazing, nearly 10 degrees above normal. And when we have a normal, you know, the word normal is hard to use, but when we have a normal temperature at this time, it would be a high of 25 and a low of 10. Well, we haven't been near either of those. We haven't had any really record-setting temperatures yet, though I wouldn't doubt if that changes. And then if you look at the other extreme, we haven't gotten that cold. The only below zero recorded so far this whole season was in the end of November. None at all so far in December. And, of course, that's only part of the story. Precipitation, again, we are quite a bit behind normal, as has been with other months recently. But probably it's the snowfall that really stands out. It was a year ago. See how well we can refresh our memory? It was a year ago that we had the momentous three-day storm, 13th to the 16th of December. And not only was it 12 to 24 inches of snow, depending on where you live, but it was a wet snow, and it brought down many branches of trees and so forth. And we have trees at our place. I'm looking at one right now in my yard, a birch, that was bent over at that time that never did completely straight up. It's still bent a great deal. 1 year later, it didn't die. It survived, but it's still bent. And if you start driving down the road now and there's nothing to stop the vision because we have no snow cover, you can easily see into the woods, you'll see other trees that are still bent over from back in those days. That was a year ago we were dealing that, but not this time around. Other things of note, this is the time of what we call the dark week, and that means we have the earliest sunset of the year, 4:20 p.m., and, of course, that's followed by the darkness of the night. We have starting to change just a bit. As of the 15th of December, sunsets go back, start getting later by 1 minute, 4:21. Or you could say it's a very tiny change towards spring. After having a week of sunsets at 4:20, the days continue to get shorter because the sunrises also keep getting later, and we're headed towards the winter solstice. The winter solstice is the 21st of December. It's the shortest daylight of the whole year, 8 hours and 32 minutes. And yes, we are in that direction. The other things of note at this time along that line is that this is the dark week, and when we're in the dark week, we tend to look more for various lights of nature. That's what I find. We tend to appreciate more lights of nature, and I think we had some good examples this week. With the clear skies, the stars have been just amazing. Get out and take a look at them. Just fabulous. I went out a couple nights to try to see the Geminid meteor shower, and unfortunately there was a little bit of clouds then, enough to make it not as visible as I thought, but I did get to see some. On the other side is sunsets. I think it's the angle of the sun in the wintertime. The angle is low, therefore when the sun sets, it tends to be what I call a wraparound sunset. You can look in almost any direction and you can see the colors of the sunset. And I think they're just spectacular in the winter. This is all part of our dark week. And then birds. This is up until much of autumn, it has been the migration that we've been watching. But when we get to December, we start looking for two others. We start looking for those that are going to be staying with us, the birds that will be staying with us. Many times they are birds that will come to our bird feeders. And many times they are other places around, but they're still staying with us. And then we also look for the Christmas bird count. I mentioned last week how Christmas bird counts start in December at about this time. They start on the 14th of December. And the way it's set up, National Audubon Society started it. And the way it's set up is that there is a period of 23 days going from December 14 up to and including January 5 where the Christmas bird counts can be held. And like I said, they're called Christmas bird counts because Christmas is during that 23 days, but they are really not associated with Christmas. In my mind, they're really just a winter bird count. And the idea is that we see what kind of birds are with us during that this time of year, during the winter. And we do it, we have one in, there's many places around that have Christmas bird counts. Duluth has a Christmas bird count on Saturday the 16th. Carleton County, where I live, we have a Christmas bird count on Tuesday, December 19. And many others have other days during that time. And the idea is that you go to the same region that you've gone to before, and usually with a group of volunteers, there may be dozens of volunteers, and it may be down just a couple. But usually there's a pretty good group of volunteers, and they go out and they canvass the neighborhood looking for whatever birds that can be seen at that time, not only recognizing the different species, but how many there is. And, yeah, it's a neat thing to do. And then at the end of the day, we get together and we tabulate the whole totals. And we find an interesting patterns that appear. I've always noticed that in the Carleton County Christmas bird count, we have come to a point of expecting about 30 different kinds of birds that will be staying with us all winter. You can do the Christmas bird count by just sitting in your living room and looking out at a bird feeder and noting the different kinds of birds there and how many. Or, as many do, go out and walk in a neighborhood. You can look at feeders, but you can also look at birds elsewhere. There's a lot of birds around that do not come to bird feeders. Though many woodpeckers do come to bird feeders, there are some pileated woodpeckers will sometime, but largely they don't come to bird feeders. And then there's things like the Bohemian waxwings, which usually don't come to bird feeders. And then there are the ravens and the crows and the owls and the turkeys and the grouse, all those as well. And there usually are, in the Christmas bird count, there are usually bald eagles and hawks. And because we have a river going through our area of bird count here, we almost always see a few ducks, not a few kinds, usually just one kind, a golden eye, but there is that as well. So we put this all together, and we get a pretty good snapshot of what kind of birds are spending the winter here, or at least this time of winter. And that's what the Christmas bird count is all about. Now, by the next time we speak, we will have had our Christmas bird count, and we'll see what it does. I find that when the weather is mild, the number of species are usually a little bit less to be seen. Now, I'm not sure why, but we'll find out if that's really going to be true again this time around. Either way, how about just enjoying the season we have? We may be headed for a couple of record-setting things before this month is over. We might have the mildest December, and we might have the December with the least amount of snow. We'll see. Either way, take care. Have a good one. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, Larry. Be well. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.